Hello, everyone, and welcome to our show. I'm Mike.
大家好，我是 Anna。
Today, Anna, we are feeling... I'm feeling good. Are you feeling good?
Yeah, I'm feeling good.
Feeling
What's
healthy.
That?
I don't have a cold,
no.
no headache.
No.
Got my arms and my legs. I'm not bleeding.
Right.
So that's good. We don't need to go to a hospital today. Hopefully. But some people do. Some people will. And we will. Maybe not today, but sometime in the future.Everybody gets sick. Everybody needs to see a doctor. And maybe if it's serious enough, you'll go to a hospital. Yesterday, we learned about a few of the places in the hospital that you might visit. The pharmacy, reception, operating room, emergency room, things like that. Today, we're going to focus a little bit more on some of the people in the hospital and some of the things the doctors and nurses might be using when you visit the hospital. So let's check out some of these words right now. What do you say?
那赶快看哦，来。
Hospital. Patient.
Patient.
Aspirin can help patients feel less pain.
Aspirin can help patients feel less pain.
Wheelchair.
Wheelchair.
Grandma is too old to move without a wheelchair.
Grandma is too old to move without a wheelchair.
Oxygen mask.
Oxygen mask.
The nurse put an oxygen mask on the woman's face.
The nurse put an oxygen mask on the woman's face.
Surgeon.
Surgeon.
The surgeon saved the little boy by giving him a new heart.
The surgeon saved the little boy by giving him a new heart.
Needle.
Needle.
The vet uses a needle to give the dog a flu shot.
The vet uses a needle to give the dog a flu shot.
Stethoscope.
Stethoscope.
The doctor used a stethoscope.To listen to the old man's heart.
The doctor used a stethoscope to listen to the old man's heart.
Okay, well, if you or me or you or anyone is in the hospital because you're not visiting, because you're sick, because there's a problem with you, that means you are a patient.
Right.
That's right. A patient will be someone who is under the care of a doctor. If you go to a little clinic because you have a cold, you are a patient. Or if you go to a hospital because they need to put in a new heart and new legs and a new brain and new eyes, well, that's kind of like a movie. But you'll still be a patient because a doctor is taking care of you because you are sick. Okay? That's all it means. So a sick person in a hospital...or a sick person in any doctor's office is a patient.
Right.
For example, we could say aspirin can help patients feel less pain. Aspirin can help patients feel less pain. Aspirin is just a kind of very common medicine that people take when they have a headache or something like that. You can buy it anywhere, yeah. And if you're a patient, a doctor might say, take two aspirin and call me in the morning. Tell me if you feel better.
所以不管是啊小致感冒或者是大致真的可能要去动手术啦都叫做病患或者是病人在英文当中叫 patient。Patient, 当然这个字本身当形容词还有有耐心的意思。可是当我们是说病人或病患啊他长的样子刚刚好跟 patient 有耐心的一样。不过在这里当然是一个名词。而在例句当中讲到的那个阿司匹林啊 aspirin, 就是一种止痛药啦。
That's right.
A kind of painkiller.
It's a kind of painkiller. Very common one, one of the classic old painkillers. All right. So if you're a patient and maybe you have a problem with your legs or your muscles, your body, or maybe you're very old or just very tired, the patient might be moved around in a wheelchair. Okay. A wheelchair is a chair...With
wheels.
Yes, it's a chair with wheels. Isn't that weird? It's called a wheelchair.
Isn't it great?
It's kind of simple, isn't it? Yeah, it's kind of easy to figure that one out.
Easy,
yeah,
easy.
Of course, it's not a normal chair that you would sit on, you know, when you're eating dinner. It's a special chair. Maybe it can fold, it's strong, it's, you know, very light, but still very strong. And people sit in it. It's got those big wheels and you can... push it, or you can have someone walk behind and push you. We've seen these in hospitals. They use them in airports too, right? Sometimes airports are big. Older people might need to use a wheelchair to get around. So, for example, we could say, Grandma is too old to move without a wheelchair. Grandma is too old to move without a wheelchair. But when she's in the wheelchair, man, she's fast. She's like passing Ferraris on the highway.
或者是有那种
Go, Grandma!
Electric wheelchair.
No, she's just crazy fast. She's got giant arms.
那真的蛮好的。不过 anyways, 不管是因为老人年纪大啦走不动啦老化啦或者是有一些肢体残障的这个朋友呢他们都会用到轮椅。那英文当中真的就是把椅子 chair, 这个字前面加上有轮子的轮子 wheel, 所以轮椅就叫做 wheelchair。
Yeah, absolutely. Have you ever used a wheelchair?
Yes.
Really?
Before the C-section?
Okay, before you had a baby,
they
put you in a wheelchair. Were you good? Were you fast? Were you able to, like, dance and play basketball?
A nurse just pushed
me. Oh, she just pushed you. Was it fun?
It's kind of
fun, right? People are pushing you around, and you don't have to walk.
To the operation room.
It's great for lazy people. All right, well, all patients, all people, in fact, in the world need oxygen.Oxygen is a gas that we breathe, right? It's the thing that gives us life. It goes in our blood. It goes around our body. Now, some people, if they have problems with their lungs, if they can't breathe properly, maybe they're old, maybe they hurt their lungs, like in a fire or something, they might need extra oxygen to go in their body to stop them from getting more sick. So they'll wear an oxygen mask. It goes over your face like a mask does, like for Halloween.But this one just goes over your nose and your mouth, and they'll attach it to some kind of tank filled with oxygen. And they turn it on, and it makes breathing much easier for a sick patient. Okay, we've again seen these in movies and TV shows, right? They'll put someone in an ambulance, put the oxygen mask, and hopefully keep that person awake. For example, we could say the nurse put an oxygen mask on the woman's face.The nurse put an oxygen mask on the woman's face.
所以这个其实 mask 我们的认知就有口罩的意思或者是面具的意思。所以当我们要说氧气罩的那个罩其实它也是一种 mask。那氧气到底怎么说呢你不要觉得这个字很难因为其实我们平常都呼吸要吸氧气。那么这个字呢其实它不长它叫做 oxygen。Oxygen。O-X-Y-G-E-N, oxygen. 那所以戴上氧气罩之后当然氧气罩它接了一个管子旁边是接这个 oxygen tank, 就有一个氧气筒啊才会把氧气送到你的这个 lungs, 肺里面。
That's right, your lungs are those two big bags in your body. When you breathe, they fill with oxygen, and that's what keeps you alive. Well, one of the things that keeps you alive. We also see them on airplanes, right? Before you leave in the airplane, they show you the oxygen mask drops down, put it over your face. We use the same word for both of those different things.
不过呢接下来呢我们就要来看一下什么时候会戴上氧气罩呢通常是 before a surgery, before an operation. 可能会先戴个氧气罩啊或者是这个输血啊诶没有还没有输血 Anyways, I'm not a doctor.
She's not a doctor.
But a surgeon is a doctor.
That's right, a surgeon is a special kind of doctor. This is the kind of doctor that would work in the operating room. We saw that word yesterday. A surgeon is the kind of doctor who will use a knife and other tools, other equipment to cut you open,to take things out, to fix things in your body. They don't give you medicine. They don't just sit there in a white coat and listen to your problem and say, take some medicine. No, if it's more serious, then you go to see this other kind of doctor, the surgeon. These are the ones with all the blood, and they cut people open and use the oxygen masks and all that kind of stuff. We've seen, again, in TVs, movies, and in real life, surgeons do some of the hardest work in the hospital, but they don't see the patients for very often. Usually when you visit a hospital or a doctor, you don't talk to a surgeon right away. That might be later on because it's a bit more serious situation. For example, we could say the surgeon saved the little boy by giving him a new heart. The surgeon saved the little boy by giving him a new heart. They actually can take out your heart if it's not working properly, if there's a problem in it, give you a new heart and then a person can live many, many more years. It's amazing what surgeons can do.
A heart transplant.
A heart transplant, that's right.
心脏的移植耶。但是谁会做这件事情？当然就是外科医师啦。记不记得昨天我们在讲手术室 ,OE,OR。
OR。
Operating room 的时候啊，那个麦特别有讲过，诶，这个手术其实是 operation 或者是 surgery。Surgery 是手术，那么外科医师呢叫做 surgeon。Surgeon, S-U-R-G-E-O-N.
Yeah, that's right. We should also point out that, you know, most doctors, it'll say Dr. Smith, M-D, right? That's what it'll say, M-D. It will say that on their door, on their pieces of paper, medical doctor. That's the kind of doctor in the white coat who gives you medicine. A surgeon would be a D-S. That's doctor of surgery. So if you look at their business card or if you look at the sign on their office, you can tell by those letters...which kind of doctor they are. And most doctors aren't both. Most doctors are one or the other.
So are you saying an MD is a physical doctor?
Is a physician.
Physician.
That's right.
内科医师.
That's the one you meet in the office and he listens to you, maybe asks you to do a test or two.
给药啊,
but he doesn't cut you open. That's the DS, the doctor of surgery. Now something that surgeons might use or nurses if they need to get medicineinto a special part of your body or need to get it in faster than just having you take the medicine, they use a needle. That's that scary thing that has liquid in it and then the very sharp point and they, boink, they stick it into your arm usually, maybe your leg, other parts of your body. It's a needle. It's a very sharp piece of metal that they use to put medicine in your body. For example, the vet, this is an animal doctor, uses a needle to give the dog a flu shot.The vet uses a needle to give the dog a flu shot. The dog
不过啊，对，我们在说这个针筒的这个针啊，叫做 needle。我们平常缝线的那个针，其实也叫做 needle。不过最后一个，我们来看一下那个听诊器，英文怎么讲？
That's one thing that all doctors will use. Even nurses have this. They put it in their ears. They put it on your chest to listen to your heart. What's that called? It's a bit of a long word. Stethoscope. Stethoscope.
所以听诊器就叫做 stethoscope.
Very good.
Stethoscope.
That's right.
For example?
For example, the doctor used a stethoscope to listen to the old man's heart. The doctor used a stethoscope to listen to the old man's heart.
不过啊，这个 stethoscope 听诊器还可以听哪里呢？除了可以听 heart 心，还可以听刚刚麦克提到的 chest 就是胸腔，甚至还可以听 stomach.肚子有没有胀气啊，肠胃蠕动的状况啊等等，听诊器 stethoscope. We've learned a lot of words these days.
That's right, words about things and people you might find in a hospital, and of course yesterday a lot of the places you might visit in a hospital, so hopefully you won't be going to a hospital soon, because of course that would mean someone is sick.But next time you do, keep an eye out, because a lot of the hospitals in Taiwan especially have some of these words right there, so you'll be able to see them next time you visit a hospital. But until then, stay well, stay healthy, eat your fruits and vegetables, lots of salad, don't get hit by a car, and hopefully you won't have to go to a hospital anytime soon.
Right.
Good health, good luck, and we'll see you soon.
Bye-bye.
We need to perform an x-ray to check your bones.
We need to perform an x-ray to check your bones.
Hey guys, I'm Eunice. 不知道大家有没有照过 X 光呢？像是检查肺结核时需要照 X 光，或者骨头断掉也需要照 X 光。今天的 A Plus 小聚会的句子是We need to perform an x-ray to check your bones. We need to perform an x-ray to check your bones. 意思是我们需要照 X 光来检查你的骨头。其中的 x-ray 指的就是 X 光。Ray 在这边就是辐射线的意思。那照 X 光的动词可以用 perform 或者是 take, 而检查就用 check 这个字就可以咯。在这边大家要注意，因为 X 的开头发音是母音，所以冠词必须用 M.For example, this is an x-ray of your neck. 好啦，我们来复习一下今天的句子吧。We need to perform an x-ray to check your bones. A Plus 小聚会, I'll see you guys next time. Bye.
We need to perform an x-ray to check your bones.
We need to perform an x-ray to check your bones.
Tic-tac!
Lana, stop watching TV! I am talking to you! Did you hear me?
Yeah, I heard you, but I wasn't listening.
Huh?你们一下说有 here, 又一下说没有在 listen, 那到底是有没有把我的话听进去啦、
Here 和 listen 虽然都和听有关，但是要看你有没有用心在听哦。一般来说 here 是指不经意或是不用刻意去听就可以听到的意思哦，像是听到这个声音的大小声。I can't hear you, it's too noisy over there.Or, I heard the phone ringing. 而因为 here 是及物动词，注意哦，它后面是可以直接接受词的。因此，如果你想要问电话的另外一头，你可以听到我的声音吗？你可以说 Can you hear me well? 但是如果呢，这时候不小心把 here 用成了 listen, 问对方说 Are you listening to me? 这可是指说，喂，你到底有没有在听我说话这样的意思啊？因为当我们用 listen 这个字的时候，强调的是仔细听。因此呢，我们常常会说 she or he is a good listener 来表示他是一个非常好的聆听者哦。而注意哦，因为 listen 是不及物动词，所以不可以直接接受词。因此常常后面我们会看到它是接介系词 to。For example, you should listen to your parents' advice. Or listen carefully to the following conversation. What are they talking about?
What did we learn from teacher Laura?
虽然 listen 和 hear 都有听的意思，但 listen 是听到而且很仔细的听哦，但 hear 却只有听到像声音的意思。因此 I heard you, but I wasn't listening to what you said. 所以有着哎呦，我有听到你在说话，但是没有仔细在听你说话的内容哦。
Hospital.Patient.
Patient.
Aspirin can help patients feel less pain.
Aspirin can help patients feel less pain.
Wheelchair.
Wheelchair.
Grandma is too old to move without a wheelchair.
Grandma is too old to move without a wheelchair.
Oxygen mask.
Oxygen mask.
The nurse put an oxygen mask on the woman's face.
The nurse put an oxygen mask on the woman's face.
Surgeon.
Surgeon.
The surgeon saved the little boy by giving him a new heart.
The surgeon saved the little boy by giving him a new heart.
Needle.
Needle.
The vet uses a needle to give the dog a flu shot.
The vet uses a needle to give the dog a flu shot.
Stethoscope.
Stethoscope.
The doctor used a stethoscope to listen to the old man's heart.
The doctor used a stethoscope to listen to the old man's heart.